like. Not necessarily homosexual, but just acts, you know, kind of more like a god would.
I don't know. I can't really think of any word for that.
What would you call a female homosexual?
A queer.
Okay. Any term specifically for female rather than male?
I guess I've heard them, but they don't stick in my mind at all.
What would you call a sexually overactive male?
A stud.
Okay. Is that insulting or something?
No, I guess that's complimentary.
Any insulting terms?
No, I can't think of any, really.
What about for sexually overactive female? Just all she can think about is sex.
Gosh. You know, it's right. I'll have to stop and say, it's amazing how, after the passage of time, those kind of terms just go out of your mind. Here again.
Oh. High school,
that's right. I would have given you a million of them then. Or maybe, you know, even in college. But, well, you would say that she was fast, maybe. That's an old high school term.
Is that insulting?
No, well, yeah, I guess in a way it would be. It would have been then. And I guess the way it would be used, it would,
yeah,
the same now.
What would you call a sexually indiscreet male? I mean, he didn't care who he went to bed with.
I don't know any term for that.
What about for a female like that? Who would just go to bed with anybody?
Well, promiscuous you could use. That isn't really a slang term. I was thinking about the word slut, but I don't know if that's really the right word.
How does that sound?
Sounds awful.
What would you call a really ugly guy or man?
I can't think of any term for it right offhand.
What about a really ugly girl or woman?
Well, but of course, there are all kinds of terms. Like a beast.
What would you call a really attractive guy or man?
Well, I guess you could say he was smooth or good looking.
Okay. What about a really attractive girl or woman?
A dish.
Okay. And so, or you wouldn't call her handsome, you'd call her
pretty.
What about strong?
Attractive.
Even stronger than that.
Stronger than pretty?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say cute?
Beautiful.
Do you use that term?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What would you call a bookish person? Someone who studies and reads a whole lot?
A bookworm.
Okay. Any, insulting terms or?
Well, bookworm, I suppose, is kind of an insulting term.
And someone who seeks praise and attention. I mean, it's sort of a, like in school, a kid who always tries to get on the good side of the teacher, you know. Wants to get good grades, not from studying, but from, you know, the teacher liking him. What would you call a kid like that?
A teacher's pet or something like that. I don't know if that's quite the right word. No, that's the other way around, I guess.
What about a grown-up, like someone who would work at this office, who just always, you know, tries to get the boss to like him, you know, someone that...
Okay, well, the word that we always used for that was brown nose.
Okay, how does that sound?
Sounds awful. Although it was...